Every year, from midnight on October 31st through November 2nd, the spirits of dead loved ones are ushered back to Earth by the living. Or so the legend goes. Really, Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a mixture of indigenous Mexican traditions and Catholic holidays, memorializes those who've passed on. In recent years, the celebration has caught on in the United States. In Springdale, where, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 35% of the population is Hispanic, the colorful tradition takes on a renewed significance.
Not many other cultures have this.
It's Friday, November 2nd, and Myra Carrillo is preparing for a Day of the Dead party in her home. She cuts into some of the pan de muerto, a sweet bread that observers leave as an ofrenda or offering for the dead.
Day of the Dead bread. It's delicious. It's so good. You can eat an entire loaf. If you didn't have some before. And these are treats that I brought from Mexico.
Carrillo started hosting a party with her friends 1 year ago. She says she wanted to connect more with her heritage and share that culture with her friends, while also memorializing the loved ones she had lost and giving her friends an outlet to do the same.
So I decided, I've been doing Day of the Dead for a lot of years, especially since my dad passed away, which was 10 years ago. And I was like, well, why shouldn't I just share this with my friends? So last year, I was like, everyone come over. So they're supposed to be bringing a dish and, again, a picture or an item. And, yeah, so we just hang out and share pictures and maybe some stories. It's just part of my tradition. It's nice to be able to cook. Like, I'm making tamales because my dad loved tamales. Cactus salad because he loved the cactus salad. I think most of my foods are spicy because he loves spicy foods. So it's just good to remember, you know, the life that they left behind versus the fact that they're no longer with us.
She lights some incense on her altar, a long table at the corner of her kitchen, covered in a long white cloth. The ofrendas are bountiful, and above it is an arch of paper flowers surrounding a picture of Frida Kahlo, painted in the style of the Virgin Mary, above three sugar skulls.
But I like using the rock because I just feel like it's just better. Like, here, come this way.
Just a few blocks away, on the Shiloh Square in downtown Springdale, people gather to take part in a Day of the Dead procession. Two young teenagers are dressed as the dead, their faces painted to look like skulls. They're dancers with the Ballet Folklorico.
My name's Anna Karen Bergen, and I'm dancing tonight.
My name is Omar Reyes, and I'm also a dancer.
Well, it's very, popular in our culture, and it's a tradition, so it's what we do.
For me, it's more of, like how she said, it's really popular in our culture, but I also think of it as I'm dancing for the dead as well. It's not really something like, you know, satanic or something dark. It's more of like, you know, you're celebrating that these people have passed on to some better life, and it's more of us like showing, hey, we should be happy about this instead of, you know, being really sad about it.
Also there are Myra Esquivel and her friend Dina Salazar, both Mexican-Americans, and they came to watch the festivities.
We don't celebrate it here. I know my family in Mexico, my extended family, they definitely celebrate it. But us up here in the U.S. don't, and I feel like that's kind of sad. But I'm really glad that things like this and events like this are being held so that it could kind of help us revive that in our culture up here in the U.S. To me, it means not being afraid of death, embracing that death is part of life. Just a very intimate and personal cultural event.
And, you know, this day it's very special because we get to remember that people that has left us, and it's the day that they come and are here with us. And for example, the parades in Mexico, it's believed that the dead people are walking with you throughout the parade. So I do think that it is a great way for people to actually get to know our traditions, get to know our culture, get to know that we also have feelings that we want to be here in the United States, but we also want to do stuff that we do in Mexico. But I think it's really cool that Springdale does this for all of us.
The procession, which ends at the Art Center of the Ozarks, is led by dancers of Ballet Folklorico and members of the Latin Art Organization of Arkansas, the women wearing traditional huipil skirts and the men in charro suits, their faces painted in cartoonish skull makeup. This is the third year that the Art Center and the Latin Art Organization of Arkansas have collaborated on an exhibit and festival for Day of the Dead. Eve Smith, director of exhibitions, says the exhibit is important because it helps represent a large portion of Northwest Arkansas's community and helps demystify this misunderstood holiday for many others.
I knew nothing about Day of the Dead, and when I was working with Araceli, I was the only quote-unquote white girl down there, and all of these families were embracing me and teaching me how to make the flowers and stuff. It was just so nice to sit down there with all of these families creating these altars that honored the someone within their family. And then when the pieces were done, it was just so amazing how you can use art to honor someone that's in your family. A lot of people, I feel like, think that Day of the Dead is a scary thing that's, you know, followed by Halloween, that's should be something that we fear or whatever, but it's not. It's a really great celebration. This, to me, it's almost artistic in a way.
Rows of altars line the Art Center's walls. Pictures of loved ones are draped by auburn marigold arches and surrounded by candles, pan de muerto, candies, and even bottles of the deceased's favorite drinks, everything from Coke to tequila. The room burst with warm hues of pink and gold. The Art Center's Gabby Torres and the Latin Art Organization's director, Arceli Lopez, explain what the altars mean.
For example, the pictures are just a way for the spirits, so that we can guide the spirits to their right altars and just so that we can remember them.
I know some young people who doesn't know anything about this. And they have lived their entire life here in the United States, can't go to Mexico. You know? So they are not able to go and live these traditions. So I want them to see it, to live it, and to know about what we are. An American community to see what we can offer to the community.
Yeah, this isn't to like try to exploit our heritage. This is just to bring light to it, for everyone to enjoy, not just us as Mexicans or Latinos.
These altars are all donated by community members, and they represent memorials that exist in homes of many who commemorate this occasion. People like Juanita Salazar Lamb. In her small home office, Salazar Lamb points out important items that dot her altar. She grew up in Texas and says her family didn't really celebrate Day of the Dead.
So it's not, until recently, it's not a custom that's observed here. And sadly, you know, when we come here, we want to assimilate. And so we lose some of it. But I'm glad it's coming back. Really, the values that we Mexicans, Latin Americans, Central Americans bring to the U.S. are of close family, close extended family, and taking care of each other. And Day of the Dead is not about zombies. It's not about inviting ghosts into your house. We honor the dead, but we don't invoke them. We keep them present, and in fact, we say that there are three deaths. Our first death is when our heart stops beating. The second death is when we're lowered into the ground, into our grave. And the third death is when nobody remembers you anymore. And that's just so very sad to think about. It's just, so if we can keep our loved ones alive in our memories, we'll live forever.
So whether or not you believe the souls of the dead are rising up to feast on your ofrendas, this festival of death reminds us to celebrate life. For the KUAF Artsbeat, I'm Daniel Carruth.